world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo. I just realized he's not here.
Yeah, good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Tuesday. Yes, it's Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I had a crazy night last night.
Yeah, you're a little hoarse today.
Yeah, you know, my daughter woke up in the middle of the night. She threw up on herself.
Ooh.
So I had to clean it up. And I'm the one in the family that don't care about anything. I don't care about the pee, the poop, the throw up. I just grab my kids. If it's all over me, it's all over me. So I fell asleep, and I fell asleep in her throw up all over me. So when I woke up this morning, I was running a little late. I was like, I'm just going to run to work. But I had to take a shower because I had throw up all over me. So that was my night last night. What up, Charlamagne?
Hey, guys and gals.
Well, yesterday I was at Google. I've been doing these Google digital coach strategy sessions with small business owners, teach people how to use digital marketing and advertising to market and promote their small businesses.
I go to Google every day.
Yeah, they're small, diverse. Exactly.
She was there, like, at the building, she mean.
Oh, in the place.
Yeah,
doing
the building.
These digital coaching sessions. So shout out to Angelina and Aisha and Jackson at Google.
Can you actually walk into Google building and ask them anything you want and they have an answer for it?
No.
They'll tell you to go on Google.
They'll tell you to go to the computer.
No, okay.
But, you know, we use Google Ads every day. It's an important tool because if you're searching for something on Google, or if you have a business, you want your business to pop up first when somebody searches. So, like, we have the Juice Bar. If you type in Juice Bar Brooklyn, you would want Juices for Life to pop up first.
Correct.
Or if you have any type of business.
The Breakfast Club. If you type in The Breakfast Club.
Well, the movie.
No, I think we got the movie right now.
Oh, we got
really?
The movie?
Yeah, I do. I think if you Google Breakfast Club right now, we come up over the movie. Breakfast Club 105.1, which is our flagship station here in New York City.
It took 6 years, but that'd be cool.
Hey, man.
I'm going to tell y'all right now.
It's a constant grind, baby.
The Breakfast Club.
What happened? Where we at? Where we at, though?
We do come up first.
Then drop one of Clues Bob for us, goddamn it.
That means
we come up first and second.
Right.
And then the movie comes up
third. That means Charlamagne must check it all the time, because I checked it about a couple of months ago.
This is our business, baby. contrary to popular belief, I know we all do a lot of different things, but this is our primary business.
Absolutely.
All right? For now.
And shout out to everybody in Houston still. I spoke to Mr. Rogers, DJ Mr. Rogers. I heard that for now, too, that little for now.
Just throwing it out there.
All right.
People grow, people evolve.
Absolutely. Shout out to Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers he does nights at our Houston station, The Beat, 93.7 The Beat.
And Mr. Rogers.
He's been out on the ground.
He was telling me that, you know, he's been looking for people, driving his truck all over the place, looking for people and basically putting them in hotel rooms and paying for hotel rooms. But they ran out of hotel rooms. So now he was just getting food and just finding people with food, toilet paper, and all that other good stuff. So,
yeah, I like what, you know, Kevin Hart is doing, you know, trying to get everybody to encourage money. But I also like what T.I. said he's not giving his money to, I think it was FEMA and the Red Cross.
Right.
You know, and I be feeling the same way sometimes. I like to put my money in the hands of people who I know will get it right to the people that need it. So I hit up a couple people in the field. I reached out to my man, Trader Truth. I reached out to Paul Wall, and they just was like, yo, they're going to let me know this week. But they was like, things are all bad. Right
no, it's
now.
All bad. You know, when the thing happened in Michigan, I was able to send over 100,000 bottles of water.
In Flint. Michigan. Okay.
But I tried to do it this time, but the problem is well, you can't get it in. Two, all the Walmarts, Targets, and all that is flooded, so the water's done. Mm-hmm. So we've been trying to figure a way how we can get the stuff to the people there, which is difficult. So we're going to keep trying and keep figuring it out.
We definitely going to figure it out.
And right now they're actually looking for anybody that has a 4x4, that has a canoe or anything that can help
boats,
out with the rescue missions that are happening there. They've been rescuing a lot of people, so...
All right, well, let's
give you all that information, though, on Front Page News, because we have all of the different things that people are doing to try to help out and how you can help as well.
All right, well, keep it locked. Front Page News is next. It's Kendrick Lamar. It's Humble. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, drop one of Clues Bombs for Kendrick Lamar, K. Dot. He did win 6 VMAs. On Sunday night.
Dope.
This past Sunday. Salute to Kendrick. You know, I like Kendrick because he came in the game doing things his own way. He still does things his own way. And he still reaps the rewards from doing things his own way. Because everybody feels like, oh, I got to conform or do this kind of record or make this kind of video. He does what he wants.
He does what he wants, yep. Absolutely. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, let's give me a Hurricane Harvey update, please.
All right. Well, so far, more than 3,000 people have been rescued since the storm flooded the city, according to Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. And it's continuing to rain. The forecasters are saying that more rain is coming, and it will be a lot more. About 8,000 people are estimated to be in Houston shelters as of last night, and about 5,000 were expected to be in the Houston Convention Center. Now, people were upset about Joel Osteen not opening up the church doors. He has responded to accusations of closing his church doors to the evacuees. He said, "We have never closed our doors. We will continue to be a distribution center to those in need. We are prepared to house people once shelters reach capacity. Lakewood will be a value to the community."
What do you mean when shelters reach capacity?
In the aftermath of this storm.
You shouldn't want to house people when shelters reach capacity.
You should house people
because that's what you should be doing to begin with.
Now, is he on the biggest church in the country? Because his church is humongous.
I mean, I know he's got a mega
church. His congregation is crazy. It's huge.
I don't know if it's the biggest in the country because you still got guys like Bishop T.D. Jakes. Mm-hmm. And I think Tony Robbins has a congregation, but he has a mega church. But that, I don't like that. I'll open the doors if I have to. That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
And this all started because they posted, actually, the church, "Dear Houstonians, Lakewood Church is inaccessible due to severe flooding. We want to help make sure you are safe. Please see the list below for safe shelters around our city, and please share this with those in need." Now, people were posting pictures showing that the streets were wet, but it was passable, so they didn't buy it. And
his church
said, shame on Joel Osteen.
His church fits 11,000.
I hope that God don't feel like that. I hope God don't be like, you know what? I'm going to bless you once all these other prayers are dealt with.
But then somebody posted from inside of the church, a blogger from Houston, showing that there was water actually covering the floor.
No,
the
Joe.
Church.
No. Don't be sending those spies into your own church and then sending out videos from your own church. That's a very silly statement. We'll house people once all the other shelters get full.
Now, a lot of celebrities, athletes are actually trying to lead the charge as far as getting people to donate money. Kevin Hart has his donation challenge. Check it out.
"I'm going to start a real challenge. I'm challenging a lot of my celebrity friends to follow my lead in donating $25,000 to Hurricane Harvey. And I think when you do it, you all should tag somebody else. $25,000 is coming from me." My Harvey Hurricane donation site is now live. It's set up. Instead of doing $25,000, I did $50,000. Shouts out to JJ Wyatt. I saw what you're doing. I'm going to donate to yours as well. Click the link in my bio. We can track this money and make sure it's being allocated to the right place. Let's go.
Now, JJ Wyatt also has his own foundation as well. And Houston Rockets owner Leslie Alexander is donating $4 million to the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. They have announced Chris Paul donated $50,000 to those fundraising efforts as well.
I'm with all that, but I do agree with what T.I. said.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, I need to know where this money is going.
And here's J.J. Watt.
"To give you an update, we just passed the $1 million mark, which is phenomenal. I know you're wondering where the money's gonna go, and I just wanna let you know that it's gonna go directly to the people. I'm working very hard yesterday, today, and all week to make sure that this money goes directly to the people, not to administrative fees or anything like that. So please keep donating, youcaring.com/JJWatt. I've upped the goal to 1.5 million now."
All right, and T.I., Chris Brown, and The Rock have also responded. Check it out.
"For my homeboy Kevin Hart, you know I answer all call lines, baby. You know what I mean? For the Houston Harvey challenge, I dedicate $25,000 to it, man. Kevin Hart, I accept your challenge. We need to come together, so ain't gonna get it all done for me. I'm donating $100,000.
"Kevin Hart, you issued the Hurricane Harvey challenge. I appreciate you, brother. I just donated my $25,000 to the Red Cross. My companies are donating money."
All right, so that is our update thus far. We will keep you updated as well. So
yeah, I just want to know the organizations that are getting the money directly to the people. Right. That's why I like to talk to the people in the field. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to talk to people who actually live there and can tell me exactly where that money needs to go. Because, you know, you hear these stories all the time. All this money gets donated, and then 3-4 months from now, you'll be talking to people from Houston, and they'll be like, "We never got none of that.
Right, we never got none of the supplies, you know, and all that." Yeah. Well,
all right, so we will keep you updated on what you can do to help and what we are going to be doing to help lead this effort as well.
My daughter was watching this on the news yesterday, and she was like, you know, the sad thing about it is a lot of these kids were going back to school, so their parents bought back the school clothes and everything is wiped out. So she was like, "Dad, don't even take me back to school shopping. Just all that money sent out there," and she wants to start grabbing clothes from kids, slightly used or new clothes, and she wants to send it out there. So I tell her whatever she wants to do, I'll help her. But that's that we got to think about that. There's a lot of kids out there that don't have any clothes.
And that's so. Exactly why I'm taking back that Gucci jacket I wore to the VMAs on Sunday. I mean, I was taking it back anyway, but I'm definitely going to take it back and get the money and then help the money for, donate to this car.
Shut up, man.
You
shut
already
up.
Told us the stylist pulled that for you, and the stylist is mean? Returning it.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity, call us up. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is James. What's going on?
James, get it off your chest, bro.
Right now, I'm a little bit mad and I'm a little bit blessed. I've been looking for an apartment for 6 months, and they keep telling me that my credit rating isn't good enough, so on and so forth. So I'm like, okay, I've been in the shelter or whatever. But at the same time, I totaled my car and walk into a dealership, talk to a dude. 2 hours later, I'm walking out with a car, no money down. So how does that work? You'll give me a car, but you won't give me something where I can lay my head and be stable.
Yeah, it's easier to get a car than it is actually to get a mortgage or sometimes a home.
By the way, you can sleep in that car, sir. Many of people have done it.
Yeah, I can sleep in the car. You're right. You definitely
but he would
right.
rather have a place to live than a car.
Right. I got a 14-year-old son. We both not taking up. We going to both take up the front seats in a
cruise? Now, are you looking to rent someplace or are you looking to buy a house?
I'm looking to rent an apartment. Okay.
What's your credit score?
Right now, well, before it was 602. Right now, I've recently, because I got this car and made a couple of payments, my credit score is 670. So I'm actually at the point where
yeah, that's
the
now.
670 is good.
Now you should be able to get an apartment.
No, I can't. But at the same time, like I said, I got a 14-year-old son, and I would think like, you know, It would be better off for me to be stable somewhere where you can actually track where I'm at instead of putting me in something mobile where I can, you know, kind of ditch this, put this in the woods somewhere. You can't find me at all.
Now, I will say this. There is places you probably can get. It's just probably places you necessarily
don't
want to stay.
Go, right.
But in this situation, man, beggars can't be choosers. You know what I mean?
You're right about that.
You just got to stay somewhere for now where you don't want to until you get on your feet the right way and then you go where you want to go.
You got that. Because
you're talking to definitely somebody who didn't have credit for years, all right? Until I got me a little debit card, you know what I'm saying? Established me a little credit.
Yeah, like Charlamagne said, you might not want to live there, but you can find a place.
Well, as of right now, yeah, you're absolutely right. So that process is in effect. But this is, actually, I've been calling for a couple of days to kind of vent this, but this is the first time I got through.
Well, get it together. We're glad that your credit score is up and you can go get your apartment that you want.
You got to go live in that raggy-ass apartment. I lived in a raggy-ass apartment. My first apartment, I had no furniture. I had a little TV on the floor. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do until you get on your feet the right way.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is iPhone Sim.
iPhone Sim, what's up, bro?
iPhone Sim, I see you were outside the station the other day.
Yesterday?
Yeah, I had a delivery for the kitchen. One of your, on like the 14th floor. But the,
there's a kitchen there?
They open up like 7. Say what?
There's a kitchen in this building?
Not like a kitchen, like a little, wherever y'all eat at, you know.
I ain't never ate here in my life.
Cafeteria, but yeah, we ain't never eat here, though. I see that iPhone Sim.
What, bro?
You made me late yesterday, iPhone.
Yeah,
I didn't make you late. You was already late.
and that's a fact. And iPhone Sim posted a picture with Envy, and you said we must have snuck in. No, we actually got here on time.
5:45 is on time?
I was here before that.
She was here before that.
I was out there like 5:30 waiting for y'all.
You got here early.
I got here early.
I just want to say thanks a lot, yo. Yo, but one more thing. I don't like how vulnerable y'all is, though. Like, y'all just come right through the front door. Y'all got to get, like, some gun license because anybody can just run up on y'all, man. I don't like that.
That's what you think, huh?
You ain't see that white guy with me?
That's what you think, huh?
I didn't know who that white was.
Exactly.
That's why
I always say there's going to be a white man in a suit that's going to legally pop you.
I would have took that white man down.
Okay. All right. Ain't nobody going to hashtag your name either, bro, when this white man shoots you. There ain't going to be no Black Lives Matter movement for this one.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset or you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
And
die. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
It's Kendra.
Hey, Kendra, get it off your chest.
Okay, so I feel blessed, but I also am really mad because yesterday when I was leaving work, I was on my way to court for traffic. It got about a week or so ago, and it was a truck that pulled up on the side of me. And so I rolled my window down because I thought maybe they were trying to alert me of something that was going on with my vehicle. And all of a sudden, she's like, B, what's your problem? This and that and the third. So after we rolled through the stoplight, they sped past me. I get to the stop sign. They're standing out with bottles throwing them at my car.
Really?
Yes.
All this because of what now?
I guess because I'm cute. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. You one of those? Because I'm cute. Everybody hates me because I'm so pretty.
Keep it positive. It's not her fault. She's cute.
Thank you, Angela.
So you mean to tell me some girls just randomly started throwing bottles at you at a red light because you cute?
Honestly, like, I don't.
What'd you do? Tell the truth. Did you cut somebody off?
Huh? No, they actually cut me off. So I was actually surprised. I'm like, what is the problem? But they seemed very upset. So I'm like, you know.
Well, you just keep on being cute. There's nothing you could do about that.
What's your Instagram? Let me see if you work.
And don't you be out here with your cute self fighting nobody.
What's your Instagram?
It's LonelylessLion82.
Hold on. Let me look at it. Hold on. What is it now?
It's actually LionES.
ES.
Underscore. Lion. LION.
LION. 82. Let me see.
I'm hoping I'm giving you the right Instagram.
It says no results found. LIONES_LION82.
Okay, so loneliness underscore, it's actually Leo, I apologize, 82.
She said loneliness?
No. It's Leo instead of lion.
Hold on, let me see. So you a Leo, boo?
That doesn't work either.
No accounts found. See, you ain't that cute.
Oh,
no. Here it is. I got it pulled up. It's LIONESS. For Leo,
Okay, your account is private, and it just says, I'm just going to keep doing me.
Oh, yeah, you ain't even got a picture. It's your profile pic. It's just a caption. I'm just going to keep doing me. You ain't that cute. Ain't no way.
I know what? Matter of fact, I just turned my privacy off for you.
Oh, let me go back in then.
Okay, I see.
Let me see. I'm looking.
All right.
I can see the cuteness. You got a nice little birthmark on your face. What side of the cheek is that?
Huh? It's on the right side.
That's what God kissed you at? You know what I mean?
Yes, and I got a special heart that was the first mark.
You cute, but I don't know if you throwing bottles at for no reason, cute. You did something in that traffic.
Oh, stop it. Leave her alone.
You did something in that traffic you ain't telling us now.
No, I promise.
All right, well, you keep it cute, okay?
My goodness.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
I see you had a little seafood kind of day. You had a little crab legs on deck.
What's wrong with you, man? Yo, get out her page.
I'm just growing through.
Have a good one, mama.
You as well.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up.
Let the record show she does have a caption up that says, behind every independent woman is a pack of hating hoes. So this is a consistent theme in her life. She think all these hoes be hating on her for no goddamn reason.
Well, maybe that's after they threw the bottles at her car she posted.
Maybe.
That. All right. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, that's right, Envy. You're not going to be too happy about this next statement, and this comes from Waka Flocka, and he's talking about people like you.
All right, well, rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, apparently right now DMX is in New Hampshire, and that is to undergo drug rehab.
You know that's rehab. When you go somewhere like New Hampshire. I ain't never been to New Hampshire.
Well, some people ran into him at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he was taking pictures and interacting and everything.
They got a Buffalo Wild Wings in New Hampshire?
Of course.
I'm sure they got that there.
Now, he's out on bail right now for allegedly dodging millions of dollars in taxes on purpose, but he did violate the conditions of his bail. He failed 4 different drug tests, so the judge sentenced him to home confinement, but then reversed that decision if he travels with a sober coach 24 hours a day. So he went into rehab after he had a court-approved show in Atlanta that did not work out.
What is a sober coach? How you gonna?
That's somebody that's with you all the time to make sure you're not drinking.
Like a chaperone, chaperone.
Yeah. How you gonna coach me on being sober?
A chaperone for a grown-up.
I know what being sober feels like. I don't like it. That's why I get high.
I would not want to be DMX's sober coach.
I would not want to be from New Hampshire. We got any listeners from New Hampshire?
Anybody out there from New Hampshire, just tweet me.
Have you ever been to New Hampshire?
No, I don't even know nobody from New Hampshire.
You actually would probably love it.
You been there before?
Yeah.
Who rapping New Hampshire? New Ham. I know y'all. Who repping New Ham? Let me know who out there from New Ham.
All right, now Waka Flocka had some things to say, and this is to Double XL. And this is confusing, but Envy, I definitely want to get your take on this. Now, Waka is talking about DJs and producers dropping albums.
Crazy me all goddamn. When a DJ or a producer gets famous, he want to drop an album. You're not a rapper. You're not an artist. Stick to your profession, man.
Oh, at Envy Flocka. Adam.
Wow.
Envy Flocka, I'm tired of hearing text your number on the damn radio. All right?
Wow.
At Envy Flocka. Adam.
Envy.
At him.
Oh, man.
I ain't mad at you, Flocka.
Because you are a DJ who has a single out right now. Text your number, and you've had albums out in the past.
Say what's on your mind, Flocka.
What do you think about it? He was on Instagram Live when he said all this.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
Oh,
I don't know. He seems a little hurt or upset about something.
And he's been
I'm
on
not
tour
sure.
with DJ Steve Aoki.
Now, don't get it twisted. We've been doing DJ albums before he was even rapping in the industry.
Who's we? Say we. Say
we. My first album came out in 2003.
You
it's called
we,
The Block
though.
Party.
I know that, but you said we. Who's the other one?
We
as the DJs.
Clue.
Oh, yeah, I heard of him.
Funkmaster Flex. There's a lot of us that did albums way before that. Kid Capri.
Okay.
You know, so we did way
even before
albums.
Before Callan and Drama then, right?
Before Callan and Drama. We did albums way before. So, you know, but that's how he feels.
That is kind of strange. I would say that is kind of strange. Flocka would say that when he does travel and perform with the likes of Steve Aoki and Woo Kid, both DJs who have put out albums, especially Steve Aoki.
And he started on mixtapes. Waka Flocka started on mixtapes.
Yeah, and Flocka been eating with Steve Aoki for a minute. And if Steve hadn't put out albums, then that doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of strange that Flocka did say that.
Maybe he didn't mean it in that way.
Maybe he didn't.
I just think he tied a hand text your number on the radio.
I think
he should have just added Envy,
well,
okay?
You're going to hear some more.
All right.
I'm playing the mix this morning. Maybe twice now.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Missy.
Play that clip from Waka one more time.
Yeah, play it one more time. Let's get on Envy Bates' skin this morning. Let it go.
But it's me all goddamn. When a DJ or a producer gets famous, he want to drop an album. You're not a rapper. You're not an artist. Stick to your profession, man.
Ouch.
Stick to your goddamn profession.
Now, let's not get it twisted. We can say the same thing about you because you wasn't a rapper at first. You was Gucci's goon that started rapping. We can say the same thing with him as well.
Ooh, drop on the clues bar for Envy.
Am I right? Am I lying?
Ouch.
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
Am I lying?
You're not lying at all.
Okay, I'm just asking.
It's a good conversation. It's a good conversation to have.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a problem with DJs dropping albums. I mean, some of my favorite albums of all time are DJ albums. I don't like Funkmaster Flex, but yo, them 60 Minutes of Funks was fire.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Clue's album?
Clue Professionals was hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Khaled's got people out good projects.
Kid Capri's album is dope, too.
I ain't ever like none of his stuff. I like the one record with Jay-Z that he had.
Let me remind y'all. I'm about to play a bunch of cuts off my album today, man. I'm about to play a bunch of cuts off my album today. If I go to Spotify, it's all over Spotify. Just type in DJ Envy. They all come up. You know what? Front Page Dudes is next. Let's press some. Let's talk about.
He's going to have a whole Envy mix this morning.
Yeah, y'all lucky it's Michael Jackson's birthday, boy. Because if it wasn't Michael Jackson's birthday.
Today Michael's birthday?
Yeah, today's Michael's birthday.
All right.
Y'all lucky it's Michael Jackson's birthday. But all right, Hurricane Harvey, we'll give you updates when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to some front page news. Now, give us some Hurricane Harvey updates.
All right. Well, so far, the Coast Guard has rescued over 3,000 people.
Okay.
Right. And that's according to the Houston mayor, Sylvester Turner. They have boats now picking people up. But they said some of the issues are that people are rushing the boat, so it's making it difficult for people to get rescued because everybody wants to get in at the same time. And they said they have some boats that are actually being shot at if they're not picking everybody up. So they're having to...
What you mean shot at?
I guess people are getting upset that they're not able
to
get on
the
listen,
boat. I'm going
to
tell y'all, don't ever move off emotion, move off strategy. Mm-hmm. If you shoot at the people trying to rescue you, they're probably not going to come try to rescue you.
They're not going to turn around.
I'm not going to rescue nobody that's shooting at me. All right, come on, let's think this through.
Now, forecasters say, of course, more rain is on the way, lots more. There's been four confirmed storm-related deaths, and there's five other fatalities that are suspected of being storm-related as well. So our prayers are for everybody in Houston. We want everybody to get out safe and sound.
Absolutely.
And then I know after that, the rebuilding process has to start, and I'm sure we'll be involved in those efforts. Now, Kevin Hart has issued a challenge. Here was his challenge.
I'm going to start a real challenge. I'm challenging a lot of my celebrity friends to follow my lead in donating $25,000 to Hurricane Harvey. And I think when you do it, you all should tag somebody else. $25,000 is coming from me. My Harvey Hurricane donation site is now live. It's set up. Instead of doing $25,000, I did $50,000. Shouts out to JJ Wyatt. I saw what you're doing. I'm going to donate to yours as well. Click the link in my bio. We can track this money and make sure it's being allocated to the right place. Let's go.
Drop on the clues bombs for Kevin Hart, not even knowing JJ Watt's name. JJ Wyatt.
JJ
Watt. He got it. Good heart.
Okay, JJ Wyatt. I have no idea who that is. JJ Watt.
You know what? Here's JJ Watt talking about his foundation.
To give you an update, we just passed the $1 million mark, which is phenomenal. I know you're wondering where the money's going to go, and I just want to let you know that it's going to go directly to the people. I'm working very hard yesterday, today, and all week to make sure that this money goes directly to the people, not to administrative fees or anything like that. So please keep donating, youcaring.com/JJWatt. I've upped the goal to $1.5 million now.
Yeah, now, Houston Rockets owner Leslie Alexander has donated $4 million. That's his plan to the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund.
It's very important that the money that gets donated goes to the people. That's my only concern whenever I make these kind of donations for these emergency disaster relief funds. I just want to make sure my bread goes to the people who actually need it. Because I hate when, like, 4, 5, 6 months from now, you be in the field talking to people, and they be like, we never got none of that money. We never got none of those supplies. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, where the hell my money went? It's cool for us because it's a tax write-off. But it ain't helping nobody.
Now, Beyonce has also pledged to help as many as we can. She said, my heart goes out to my hometown, Houston, and I remain in constant prayer for those affected and for the rescuers who have been so brave and determined to do so much to help. I'm working closely with my team at Be Good, as well as my pastor, Rudy Rasmus, at St. John's in downtown Houston, to implement a plan to help as many as we can. So that's her foundation that was launched in 2013 for the Mrs. Carter World Tour. That's her charity umbrella for all of her philanthropic efforts. She has not yet implemented the plan, but I'm sure she's figuring it out right now the best way she can get her relief efforts underway.
Well, I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, so I have no reason not to trust Beyonce's foundation.
T.I., Chris Brown, and The Rock also have responded to the donation challenge that Kevin Hart posed, and here's what they said.
For my homeboy Kevin Hart, you know I answer all call lines, baby. You know what I mean? For the Houston Harvey challenge, I dedicate $25,000 to it, man.
Kevin Hart, I accept your challenge. We need to come together, so ain't gonna get it all done for me. I'm donating $100,000.
Kevin Hart, you issued the Hurricane Harvey challenge. I appreciate you, brother. I just donated my $25,000 to the Red Cross. My companies are donating money.
The Calla family just donated $25,000 to Houston, Texas, sending our love and our prayers. Kevin Hart, I hear you loud and clear.
All right.
I'm with all that. Drop on the clues bombs for all those good people.
Absolutely.
Doing what needs to be done.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, now, when we come back, early this morning during Get It Off Your Chest, we had a young lady call, and she was a little upset she had to vent, and this is why she had to vent.
Yesterday when I was leaving work, I was on my way to court, and it was a truck that pulled up on the side of me, and so I rolled my window down because I thought maybe they were trying to alert me of something that was going on with my vehicle. And all of a sudden, she's like, B, what's your problem? This and that and the third. So after we rolled through the stoplight, they sped past me. I get to the stop sign. They're standing out with bottles, throwing them at my car.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's because of what now?
I guess because I'm cute.
So the question is, 800-585-1051.
Now, none of us in this room knows what this might feel like.
Yeah, all joke aside.
But have you ever gotten hated on?
Do good-looking people really be getting hated on?
I be getting hated on all the damn time.
But we're talking about good-looking people.
But this is this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. It's always the subpar, average-in-the-face-ass people that's talking about they getting all this hate.
Don't say that
so
about that lady.
Cute. I ain't say that about her. Uh-huh. I ain't say nothing about that lady. I ain't say nothing about her. I went to her Instagram. She cute. You know what I'm saying? She got a little birthmark. God kissed her on the cheek. You know what I mean? She doing what she need to be doing out here. But all I'm saying is, most of the time, it's always the average-in-the-face-ass people talking about they getting so much hate because they so cute.
All right, so do cute people get more hate? Is that what we're doing this morning? Is that what we're saying?
Or do they really be getting hated on?
Okay.
Because I don't be seeing it.
All okay? Right.
All the real good-looking people I know just be minding their business, living their life like it's golden. But it's always the fives and sixes who think they getting so much hate because they so cute.
800-585-1051. Do attractive and cute people get more hate because they're cute?
Come on, tell the truth. And I'm going to all of y'all Instagrams that call up here this morning to make sure that y'all are qualified to speak on this subject.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Mary J. Blige with Real Love.
Classic.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
I just want to say real quick salute to everybody who be waiting for 35 and up time in the club. All right, 35 and up time is when they start playing the Mary J. Blige Real Loves and, you know, old Dr. Dre records and all that good stuff like that. Frankie Beverly and Maze Outstanding, that's when the 45 and up time jumps in.
I was like, I know that's not just a little
that ain't 35 and up. Yeah, that's 45 and up. But we're asking this morning, 800-585-1051. A young lady called this morning during Get It Off Your Chest, and this is what she said.
Yesterday when I was leaving work, I was on my way to court, and it was a truck that pulled up on the side of me. And so I rolled my window down because I thought maybe they were trying to alert me of something that was going on with my vehicle. And all of a sudden, she's like, B, what's your problem? This and that and the third. So after we rolled through the stoplight, they sped past me. I get to the stop sign. They're standing out with bottles, throwing them at my car.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's because of what now?
I guess because I'm cute.
So do people hate on you because you're cute? That
she
is
was
the
doing
question.
The pretty girl rock. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I've never had those kind of problems because I've been cosmetically challenged my whole life, contrary to popular belief. You know, people say I'm pretty now.
You know what? I'm going to keep it real. I don't think that. Do guys hate on other guys because they're good looking?
Absolutely.
I've never done that
Absolutely.
In my life.
Yeah. I mean, they hate
never.
On me all the time.
No, never.
All the time.
Envy, who do you hate on?
No, people hate on me all the time. I don't hate on anybody.
I'm trying to think of who Envy's hated on.
You may hate, guys may hate on other guys because.
Envy hated on Trey Songz.
He definitely
that?
Hate on Trey Songz. Yeah, Trey wanted to smash his wife, so that's understandable.
I don't like Trey Songz.
But guys may hate on other guys because of what comes with being good looking. Like, they'd be like, damn, he get all the girls. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he might want to.
But
might,
girls don't always like good-looking guys, I feel like.
I know. That's why. I mean, listen, I've been winning my whole life because of that.
You shut
know what I'm
up, man.
But what I'm trying to tell you
his
is.
His little ugly ass might treat me good.
His little ugly ass.
His little ugly ass nice now. He's funny now.
His little listen, ugly ass might treat me now.
He needs this.
That's why you got to have a however. Because, you know, like Biggie said, black and ugly as ever, but however. But I always see the average in the ass face people. Looking, talking about they getting hated on.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you look on social media and you see the people that be hating the most are always the people that are very challenged.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you something else. It's always the badly built women who swear they got their best bodies. It's like the girls who are big, but then they'll get on the gram and be like, I'm thick. You ain't thick. You're actually fat.
You can be big and voluptuous.
Yeah, but not the ones I be seeing.
Well proportioned.
They think they look like Kim Kardashian, but in actuality, they look like freaking Gabby Ray Sidibe, which is nothing wrong with that because Gabby's
also
a lot
of weight. Now, as a woman, I will say that I have heard people pick apart other women that I could look at somebody and say, wow, she looks great. She looks beautiful. And they'd be like, well, you know, her toe hanging out her shoe, so that's tacky. They'll find something to hate.
That's hate. That's needless criticism.
On somebody else.
When you got to go.
Or you know her body's fake. Oh, you know that ain't real. Or you know she had a little surgery
done. That's hate, too. Now, that is hate.
Well, let's go to the phone line.
You know her hair's not real.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
Savannah.
Hey, Savannah. Now, do chicks be hating on you because you cute and stuff?
Do they? Yeah.
Savannah,
what's your... I literally crossed the street, and when females see me crossing the street, they literally try to hit me with their car. And drive past and call me
what? What's your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
Uh-oh.
V underscore
Hold
debonair.
On. What? C?
No, V as in Victor.
V underscore
Debonair.
D?
He can't spell that, girl.
D-E-B-O-N-A-I-R.
Okay, you're private.
Exactly. Why are y'all so cute but private? That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all be hating
Bernice Burgos
so
ain't private. Tory Bricks ain't private. Why are you private if you so cute?
Because they go under my pictures and they start starting things with me.
You
so
tell
them,
you tell
them,
because you that cute.
I'm going to be honest with you, V. Debonair. You do look cute in your profile pic, but from the angle of the picture.
And she's a makeup artist.
I can tell that you're a little chunky.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, but... It's beautiful.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I can tell. The angle don't work. I can tell by her neck.
Oh, stop it. Thank you, mama.
I can tell by her neck.
Leave her neck alone. Hello, who's this?
You proving me.
Hey,
right
Jazz.
Now. What's your name, mama?
Jazz.
Hey, Jazz. Them chicks be hating on you because you too cute?
Well, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, females hate me because I have really long hair. I was blessed like that. So,
You got Indian in your family?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm actually Cuban, black. I'm mainly black, but I have Cuban, Irish, and Indian. So, I don't claim all of those because I look naturally African-American, so that's what I claim the most. Okay. But people always say, oh, you got Indian in your family. I'd be like, no, I'm African-American. Okay. And most females don't like that. And then on top of it, okay, you know, so like Aladdin and Jasmine, how Jasmine got those big pretty eyes.
All right, what's your Instagram? Now you done went too far. What's your goddamn, what is your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
She just compared herself to a cartoon character.
Tell me your Instagram. What's your Instagram?
On you now.
What's your Instagram?
It's Jazzy Alexander.
Slow down. Your Uncle Charlotte, slow now. What is it?
It's Jazzy, J-A-Z-Z-I-E.
J-A-Z-Z-I-E.
Alexander.
Alexander.
A.
L. E. X.
You have to spell Alexander for this guy. You're private. Oh, you have no post up.
It's A. L. E. X. A-N-D-E-R.
Jazzy, why are you private too and you ain't got no
post? No, she's not private. She don't even have no post.
You don't got no post, Jazzy, but you so cute.
I do have posts. What are you talking about?
It says no posts yet.
Sorry. You won't be able to see it because I'm private. I'm sorry.
Why are you so called cute girls? So private.
Tell them because they hating on you, so you don't want that hate.
This is such BS, and you're proving my point.
No, it's not. I promise you, if you go look me up on Facebook, you'll see me on Facebook. Well.
First of all, all the old people think you're cute on Facebook. That's why you're over there.
I'm going to tell you, the crazy thing is that when I'm out and about, I'm talking about different kind of men. I have Caucasian men. I have black men.
Okay.
Cute men.
All right.
Types of men that try to hide.
Yeah, but you ain't got no posts on Instagram, though. All right,
I post on Instagram. It's just people like you. I don't want you going on my Instagram.
Okay.
All I'm saying is y'all proving my point this morning, and the reason y'all proving my point is because I keep telling y'all.
Boy. Thank you, mama.
All the average in the face ass people swear they so cute and getting so much hate.
I'm sure she is cute.
And it's the girl that...
And by the way, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Ugly people.
And guess what I'm beholding? I'm beholding a bunch of chunky women saying that they built like Kim Kardashian, but you're not.
800-585-1051. We're asking, are you cute? And because you're so cute, you get hated on. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking about a young lady that called this morning, and... she said she was hated on, and this is the reason why.
Yesterday when I was leaving work, I was on my way to court, and it was a truck that pulled up on the side of me. And so I rolled my window down because I thought maybe they were trying to alert me of something that was going on with my vehicle. And all of a sudden, she's like, B, what's your problem, this and that and the third. So after we rolled through the stoplight, they sped past me. I get to the stop sign. They're standing out with bottles, throwing them at my car.
Really?
Yes.
All this because of what now?
I guess because I'm cute.
So we're taking your calls. Are you cute? Are you attractive? And because you're so cute, they hate on you? Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
What's your name, Mama?
My name is Millie.
Hey, Millie.
Millie Rock. Yeah.
Do they hate on you, Millie?
I'm sorry.
Do they hate on you, Millie, because you're so cute?
I won't say that. I think that it does happen. I think it happens more with arrogant people and cocky people that are like, oh, I'm so fine, you know. But... it does happen. It honestly does. I have been hated on before, but I've learned as growing and seeing more people, going around talking to more people, I get a lot more compliments from women, and it's strange.
What's your Instagram, boo? What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Sincerely Millie, M-I-L-L-I.
S-I-N-C-E-R-E-L-Y-M-I-L-L-I.
All Charlamagne want to do is know everyone's Instagram this morning. This is creepy.
Sincerely Millie. Now, let's be clear about something. Sincerely Millie is actually pretty. She on there with lingerie on.
That's
your first three posts are lingerie, and your page is not private, and your body is banging. But you notice Sincerely Millie didn't call up here and say, girls really be hating on her.
Well, she said she gets a lot of compliments from women.
Exactly. That's my point. The really good-looking people ain't out here getting hated on.
Now, Charlamagne, calm down. So, Millie... you think it has more to do with the way a person carries themselves?
I do. I think confidence is everything. Don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of people take arrogance and they mix it with confidence. And there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, it does depend on how you carry yourself.
Right.
Listen, Millie out here in the tub covering her nice breast up.
All right,
yo,
she's
over there
grunting.
I'm a married man, Millie, but me and my wife do appreciate nice
Instagram
posts.
Millie is pretty. Millie is Millie melanin is popping.
Calm down.
But you know what? But Millie, I will say I have heard some girls say nasty, negative things about people they don't even know.
Yeah, and you know what? It's sad, and I think it has a lot to do with personal issues. Like people, you know, if you're not confident within yourself and you see a girl and she's walking around and she's bad, you know what I'm saying, her, you know, from head to toe, and the first thing you can say is, oh, look at this trick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's a good point.
To be able to give a person a compliment when it's due. And I feel like a lot of people, when they can't do something or when they're not as confident, they hate. And it's sad because women are beautiful. I mean, men are good looking. And when it's all said and done, just give that compliment. If you're not confident in who you are, you know, don't ruin somebody else's day or moment, because you could be beautiful and still have really, you know, horrible self-confidence. You never know what you can say to a person to ruin their day.
It is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. When you're not confident and then you feel like you have to bring somebody else down or say something negative about somebody else, it's more of an issue that you're having within yourself.
Thank you, Millie. You know, she brings up a good point, too, because a lot of these people be saying they getting hated on because they feel insecurity and they don't have confidence. So when they say other people are hating on them, it makes them feel better about themselves for whatever reason.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Mel from Charlotte, man.
They be hating on you because you're too cute, bro?
I mean, I don't like the way you said it, but yeah.
What's your Instagram?
What's your Instagram, bro?
I don't do Instagram. None of the social networks.
Then how do we know that you're really
cute?
But
I did. All right, Jug and Finesse. Mr. Jug and Finesse.
So you do have an Instagram?
How you spell
Jug? Yeah, it's old, though. I ain't got on in a long time.
How you spell Jug?
How you spell Mr.?
Jug. J-U-G.
First of all, how you spell Mr.? Like a nigga, or you spell it like regular?
Like regular, M-R.
Okay, M-R, Jug, J-O.
J-U-G.
Jug. You know how to Jug?
No. J-U-G-A-N-D?
No, J-U-G.
Okay.
Jug, and then N is in nigger.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
And F-I?
F-I, Finesse. Mr. Jug and Finesse.
How you spell Finesse, man?
Oh, my goodness.
How do you spell Finesse?
F-I-N-E-S-S-E. How you spell Finesse?
You're not on here, sir.
Yeah,
it
you ain't got no.
Really?
Available. No.
I love that Charlamagne doesn't care if you're a man or woman. Sir, what's your Instagram?
What's your Instagram?
Oh,
I couldn't
Instagram.
Wait to bring self-esteem down this morning. I was waiting.
No. Just go to my Facebook.
Listen, I'm not going to your Facebook. The reason y'all go to Facebook because y'all know it's a bunch of 65-year-old women over there.
No, I don't remember my Instagram. I don't do it. I got married. I don't do that social network stuff. But look, it's my regular Facebook is Melvin Stitt.
Melvin what?
Melvin what?
Stitt.
S-T-I-T-T.
I ain't got time for you this
time, man. Just like
All right, Melvin.
Okay, I see Melvin sitting here. Are you an owner at True Religion Brand Jeans?
Let me see.
No. What am I? Do I own a pair? Yeah, I own a pair.
No, it says you're the owner.
Yeah, I own a pair of jeans.
No. That's not me.
You went to Kent State University.
No, I went to North Carolina.
Melvin I see on Facebook got his face at a bunch of 30-degree angles. He don't want people to really see him.
All you showing is cheeks and the side of your neck. Every angle you want to go from. You know what I'm saying?
Are you naked in your profile picture?
All right. Leave Melvin alone. Melvin.
Naked?
Thank you for calling Melvin, a.k.a. Mr. Jug. Oh, my goodness. You guys are crazy. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, when you truly believe in yourself, you don't have to try to convince others. And a lot of times when we make those statements like such and such is hating on me because I'm so cute, you're just trying to convince me and yourself that you're cute. All right. But when you really believe in yourself, you don't got to do that.
All right. We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes. Let's talk about R. Kelly. He had a canceled show yet again, and he's saying it's not his fault. We'll tell you who he's blaming.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, The Weeknd was supposed to perform at the VMAs over the weekend, and he just didn't feel like it, apparently.
What do you mean?
He was nominated for 4 awards. The reason he didn't show up, he just didn't feel like it.
Okay.
He's been on the road. He's been traveling. He booked everything for the VMAs a while ago. Then he was just fatigued from being on the road, and he just felt differently before the show and just didn't show up.
I have no problem with that whatsoever. That's one of my moves. All right.
What, to just not show up?
Oh, if I don't feel like coming, I'm not coming. I reserve the right to do whatever the hell I want to do.
See, I always feel obligated when I say I'm going to do something to do something. Nope. Even if I, because most of the time, I don't feel like doing it, but then I go and everything's fine.
Nah, if I get tired or I just don't feel like going, something's just a bad feeling, I ain't going.
Nothing wrong with that. You never know where that man is at physically or mentally after coming off that tour. And I know it's the VMAs and that's a big deal, but hey, I got to take care of me first.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that I wouldn't encourage people to just not do something because they didn't feel like it. I don't know what his particular situation is, but I try to always live up to, okay, I said I'm going to be somewhere. People are expecting me. I try to make sure I could do it unless it's a dire emergency. All right, Selena Gomez, her Instagram account got hacked, and they posted nude pictures of Justin Bieber on it. And the caption said, look at this N-word little shrimpy.
First of all, Justin Bieber is not an N-word anymore. They had that roast of Justin Bieber on Comedy Central, and that was an exorcism, and they took the N-word out of him.
Well, the account, they then tagged themselves in the account, three different Instagram accounts are said to follow them, and then her account quickly got deactivated, and she got her account back after it got hacked. She was probably horrified. Like,
why
does
Selena
God.
Still have naked pictures of Justin Bieber, though?
That's weird.
Well, I think that these look like pictures that were published by the paparazzi a few years ago. So they must have searched for those pictures and then posted them on her account like it was her.
So Justin Bieber had nude pictures out before?
But do you want to see
them? Girl, yes.
Do you want to see them?
I'm just asking questions.
What's the Instagram account?
He did.
That's the question.
I'm going to show it. You want to see his little shrimpy?
No, but I don't remember those.
All right, well.
I don't remember that moment.
Make sure you do that
search. This guy's crazy.
All right, and R. Kelly was supposed to perform in Memphis, and that show got canceled. And according to him, it wasn't because of all the drama with the alleged women that are kidnapped and held hostage. And also another woman who's come forward saying that when she was 15 years old, she had sex with him. It was because of some issues with the promoter. Now, he made a statement.
The promoter got daughters.
After back-to-back sold-out shows in Atlanta, Georgia, and Pelham, Alabama, Mr. Kelly would have loved nothing more than to finish the Southern Takeover portion of his after-party tour in Memphis. Tonight, the decision to cancel the show was by the promoter in breach of their agreement and out of Mr. Kelly's control. He's sorry his Memphis fans are disappointed and will do his best to make it up to them soon. As always, he thanks all of his fans for their support. Did you guys see the video of him smoking a cigar?
Yeah, what was that? What, did he crash or did he choke? What was that? Why would he post it?
I don't know why he would. I don't know if he posted it. I don't know if he was on live. I don't know what was going on. But yeah.
You'll never be able to distract people from the fact that you're a pedophile, allegedly. Robert Kelly, okay? You'll never be able to distract people from the fact that you're a sexual predator by posting up videos of you choking on a damn cigar. All right?
Yeah, it was weird.
Your legacy is sealed, guy.
Very weird.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it utter shame. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Hey. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, August 29th, goes to famed pastor of Lakewood Mega Church in Houston, Joel Osteen. I was just listening to Joel Osteen on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul podcast, one of my top three favorite podcasts at the moment, by the way. Joel Osteen's episode is titled The Two Powerful Words That Can Change Your Life. Learn how to manifest the life you want with two simple words. Pastor Joel Osteen discussed with Queen Oprah the power behind the words we speak and how each of us can make a difference. Now, Joel Osteen is facing criticism on social media because of his words and because he has closed the doors to those in need of shelter in Houston. Now, I'm seeing so many conflicting reports on this, but to me, it all comes down to Joel Osteen's words. First, Joel tweeted out, Victoria and I are praying for everyone affected by Hurricane Harvey. Please join us as we pray for the safety of our Texas friends and family. Nothing wrong with that. I love prayer, okay? I pray for myself and people I care for several times a day, but understand that faith without works is dead. Prayer is great, but as the scripture says, James 2:15-16, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? That's what people are asking of Joel Osteen in Houston. He gave up prayers, but when it comes time to providing shelter for the people of Houston and Lakewood Church, Joel gave up nothing but excuses. Now, Lakewood Church was getting flooded with requests, no pun intended, but in response to the request, they posted a statement on Facebook saying that it is inaccessible due to severe flooding and then directed displaced residents to nearby Houston shelters. So basically people were calling them, asking them, can they open up their doors and be a place of refuge for people in need? And they said that their church was inaccessible due to severe flooding and then directed displaced residents to nearby Houston shelters. Now, Lakewood Church holds 16,000 people. If they indeed have severe flooding, then I understand them not being able to house people. But here's the thing. People are saying the church didn't have severe flooding. And Joel Osteen's words after this statement kind of confirmed that, because Joel said in a statement on Monday evening, he and his church are prepared to house people once shelters reach capacity. Which is it? Is the church flooded? Are you prepared to house people once shelters reach capacity? Now, here's the thing. That statement bothers me because it shouldn't matter what other shelters are doing.
Right.
Don't wait until they reach capacity and then say, okay, well, since there's nowhere else for y'all to go, you can come here now. You are the church, one of the pillars in the community, okay? They place the place people go to seek spiritual refuge every week. So you should be the first to open your doors for the community, okay? Imagine if all those people who tithe and offer in your church said, you know what, we're going to wait until the collection plate reaches capacity before we give our tithes and offerings. You wouldn't want that, would you? You don't want people to wait to give up their hard-earned money to keep the church thriving, so don't make people wait to get shelter. Now, as of last night, Lakewood Church reportedly is prepared to open their doors due to the pressure from social media because they have bought countless air mattresses. But my thing is this. Why did the church have to be pressured to do the right thing? Joel Osteen, words matter, right? Your statement that the church is here to provide refuge once other shelters are filled is a slap in the face to the people of Houston and especially members of your congregation. The church is supposed to be a refuge for God's people who are struggling. But don't just embrace me when I'm struggling spiritually. Embrace me when I'm struggling due to natural disasters like Hurricane Harvey. I propose that people in Houston should start treating Lakewood Church as a last resort. Give Lakewood Church the same energy they gave you in your time of need. People of Houston should only attend Lakewood Church if all the other churches in Houston are at capacity on Sunday. When all the other churches in Houston hit capacity, then that's when people should go to Lakewood Church. That would really hurt business, wouldn't it, Mr. Osteen? And if indeed that does happen, Mr. Osteen, you earned it because Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." Please give Joel Osteen the smooth sounds and the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right. Let's see some action, Lakewood Church.
All right, well, okay.
let's see some action. Let's open up those doors. You got those air mattresses. You should be starting to let people in at any moment. Because if not, like I said, I feel like people in Houston should start treating Lakewood Church as a last resort. Wait until all the other churches in Houston are at capacity on Sunday, and then you go to Lakewood.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. How do you feel about Joel Osteen not opening up his church at first? 800-585-1051.
I don't even know if that first, because it's still not open yet. That was last night when the reports came in that they got the air mattresses. The doors weren't open yet for people.
I couldn't think, why wouldn't you want to open your church?
I have no idea. And why would you say the church was flooded if it's not flooded?
I don't get it.
Well, the church right now, according to CNN 10 minutes ago, is saying that they denied reports that they closed their doors to flood victims. They're denying this.
Why are the doors open? I mean, Joel Osteen released a statement. The statement specifically says, "We will provide shelter once other shelters reach capacity."
It almost seems like no sense. He doesn't want to affect his pretty old church. Don't come in my pretty church unless you have to. Nah, that ain't right. Huh? We come every Sunday. Nah, well, that ain't right.
Start making Lakewood a last resort on Sundays.
The money for the church is from the people,
absolutely,
from the community.
Yeah.
So when there's a catastrophe, the people in the community should be able to come to church.
Without question.
800-585-1051. What do you think about Joel Osteen not opening his church to the people? I'll just say allegedly because we're not 100% sure, but I think it's true. Allegedly. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Childish Gambino with Redbone. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, during Donkey Today, Charlamagne gave Donkey Today to Joel Osteen for what?
Because he allegedly has not opened the doors of his church. The people in need in Houston who are suffering from Hurricane Harvey. Now, Joel Osteen did release a statement, and the statement said that he and his church are prepared to house people once shelters reach capacity. But the thing to me is it shouldn't matter what other shelters are doing. You know, don't wait until they reach capacity and then say, okay, well, since there's nowhere else for y'all to go, you can come here. You are the church, one of the pillars in the community, the place people go to seek spiritual refuge every week. So you should give them refuge in their time of need after Hurricane Harvey. That's just my take on this
now
situation.
Supposedly the doors are open now.
They're open now. Mm-hmm.
They're open right now.
Yeah, right here on CNN.
Okay.
It says Pastor Joel Osteen's Houston Megachurch says it's opening its doors Tuesday to residents displaced by flooding.
And see, this is my thing. Why does social media have to put pressure on you for you to do the right thing in the first place? You should never have released a statement saying that when other shelters reach capacity, then we will open our doors. Because what if on Sunday people said, you know what? We're going to wait until every other church in Houston is at capacity before we go to Lakewood. What if they made Lakewood a last resort the way you made people a last resort, Mr. Right. Osteen? Huh?
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what do you think about Joel Osteen not opening his church to the people?
What's going on? I just want to say, man, I don't like it not one bit. You know, you make a lot of money this year.
A lot.
You know, you get a lot of, I'm talking about, you know, millions. You know, you get a lot of money on each Sunday. And it's like, why you got to wait the church, the shelters are capacitated before you want to open your doors? I don't think that's right. And, you know, when I heard it, I seen that last night on Instagram. And I was just upset. I couldn't even sleep, you know, for the fact that he would even do that. So, yeah, I don't like it not one bit.
Well, now they're saying that the church flooded on the first day, but the water has drained, and the church is now open to everyone who needs
shelter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
who's
gonna believe that?
Mm-hmm. Imagine Joel Osteen has an estimated net worth of $40 million.
Wow.
And that is from the people.
The people, of
tithes
course.
Tithes and offerings, okay? Technically, this is my church. I keep the lights on in this bitch.
Hello, who's this?
This Todd.
Hey, what do you think about Joel Osteen not opening his church?
I think he shouldn't open it.
Why not?
Because, man, he got a mega church. He got, like, them stores, them cafes in there, them Bible shops. People still, regardless of what you think about it, you feel me? You got to look at the reality of it.
It's a major disaster, though. People are dying and have nowhere to go.
That go to his church every Sunday.
People are losing their homes, all of their valuables.
He's opening their tattoo shops and cafes and Starbucks, listen, that's their business. I'm not opening my business for people to steal from me.
Furniture shop in Houston, Gallery Furniture. They're just down the street from Osteen's church. They open the doors to their warehouse for use as a shelter. They ain't worried about people stealing stuff out of there. Okay, where you at? Where you at right now?
Right now, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's easy for you to talk about what's going on in Houston because you're not there. But if something was to happen in Pennsylvania, you'd be hoping in...
I got family out in Texas.
Well,
you're part of Texas.
You'd be hoping in one of those churches or something.
I'll meet
you in
El Paso or something like that.
He got family in El Paso.
But that church can fit like 50,000 people.
16,000.
Oh.
17,000 actually, 69.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people to steal.
Man, oh, shut up.
That's
here,
a lot of people that you can help.
Shut up. Jesus Christ.
800-585-1051.
Now, I know you steal, but I ain't even thinking about that in a time like this.
What do you think about Joel Osteen
Everything
not
be
opening
replaced.
His church?
Yes.
Call us up now. It's the Breakfast
Club. Damage, insurance money, man.
Lives can't be replaced.
Whatever y'all steal, we say the floods ruined it and get the insurance money.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
We are the Breakfast Club. We're talking Joel Osteen from Houston. Of course, he has a mega church in Houston, holds 16,000 to 17,000 people. Allegedly, he didn't open his church up for the people. So we're asking, should he have? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
JP, man.
Hey, should Joel Osteen open his church to the people?
Yeah, man, I think he's a fraud, man. What kind of man of God do something like that, man, in the time of need?
Well, I will give him credit. They're saying that breaking news, Lakewood Church is now opening up his doors. But my thing is this. Why do you need pressure from social media to open your doors? Like, you should have never said that your church is a last resort. Because that's basically what he said. He said, when other shelters reach capacity, then we'll open our doors. If you want your church to be a last resort, then that's how y'all should treat it on Sunday. And don't go there until every church in Houston is at capacity on Sundays.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Will in Hampton, Virginia. How y'all doing?
Hey, Will from the 757-804. We're talking Joel Osteen not opening his church. What do you think?
Charlamagne, Breakfast Club, I agree with you. I just want to shed a little light on some of the problems in that area.
Go ahead.
First thing they're doing, they're looking at what happened with the Superdome and the damages that took place behind the people who stayed there. But the biggest problem they're looking at is with ministries that size, you have what's called help ministry. That's free labor. And the churches aren't paying, they're not paying their members to provide those services, to miss work, to help facilitate these people, to help cook meals, to lay out blankets, inflate the mattresses. They're not paying nobody, so they expect He might show up and smile, take some pictures, and shake a few hands and say some prayers, but he doesn't have the enough people on deck to help with that crisis. And he's not going to put that out there, but they don't. I work for a pretty big church myself, Free Label, here in Virginia area, and you just, there's no payment for that. Right. Your reward comes from God. It's what the pastor leads you on to.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you, bro. All right, well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
I mean, I think the moral of the story is, man, well, two things. I feel like Joel Osteen should never make it seem like he's the last resort for refuge. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say things like when other shelters reach capacity and the Lakewood Church will open our doors, because I feel like people should treat them like that on Sunday then. When other churches in the Houston area reach capacity, then you go to Lakewood Resort.
Let me ask you a question, guys, yes, in the room. Would you open up your house to somebody?
My house?
Yeah, home, yeah.
Maybe, to a family. I mean, I can't open it up, but if you, my house don't hold 16,000 people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course I would.
Oh, yeah. And I would, without a doubt.
And not only does my house not hold 16,000 people, my house is not thriving because of the people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I pay the bills in my house. I'm not asking people to come every Sunday and tithe and offer.
Right.
Well, if it was flooding like there was in Houston and there was a family that needed help and I could offer it, I definitely would.
Now, I would
think
open
in a
up
town
my crib.
Like this, people have to.
Yeah. And I would open up my
and
crib.
And even if I wouldn't open up my house, I'd be like, yo, I'll get you a hotel. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I mean, you can't pay for everybody's hotel room, but if people needed it, I would definitely help people out.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
And it's a great scripture, man. James 2:15-16. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? That's what's happening right now at the church. You can't say, we're going to pray for you, but did not provide me what I need for my person.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about that Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight that happened. There were a lot of outages, and now it seems like there's some lawsuits on the way.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, there's no way without you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, relax, my G.
Sweet.
Relax, my brother. No need for all that this morning. Okay, people trying to eat their breakfast. People trying to eat their breakfast, all right?
All right.
We don't need no beige ballads this morning.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Will Smith.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff have a new song out. It's called Lit. Get Lit. And they debuted that song at Blackpool's Live Wire Festival.
I haven't heard it.
Okay, well, you're about to hear a snippet. Check it out.
Light up the place.
Listen, right, man, Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff are legends, but here's the thing. You can't just be teaching your granddaddy and your uncles the newest slang and, you know, not teaching them how to use it properly. Okay? Because that's what happens when you
do
that.
Well, this is their first song together since 1998.
What are the kids saying nowadays?
Get lit!
Get lit? Turnt? No, turnt's a little old. Get lit? Okay, let's go in there and record that.
Well, Will Smith said that it's a track made in response to the recent chaos and confusion in the world. He said, I wanted to make a song that allowed people to let their light shine. We all have an inner light, and sometimes this world, people can say stuff to you and tell you you can't do, and you know you can, but when they tell you that, it kind of knocks you down a bit. So I wanted to make a record that reminded each and every one of y'all to let your light shine.
Hey, man, God bless Will Smith. He is a legend, but once again, don't be teaching your granddaddy and your uncle the latest slang without telling them what it means. Will Smith thinks getting lit actually means lights, like turn the lights up, like lights need to shine. That's what he just said in that statement.
Now, in more new music, Frank Ocean has surprisingly just dropped a new song on his radio show on Beats One, and it's called Provider. Here's a snippet of that.
Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement.
Feelings you provide. Feelings you provide. I know.
All right, so that's some new Frank Ocean for all you Frank Ocean fans.
I got to hear it in its entirety, because that sounds like timestamp music.
All right, now Ric Flair's fiance posted an update on his health. She said that he is doing very well, even though he underwent emergency surgery and was fighting for his life just 2 weeks ago. She wrote on Facebook, "I can honestly say I have witnessed a miracle. He's doing very well for a man who has been through so much. He will begin physical therapy shortly and will be stronger than ever and back out enjoying all the fans sooner than you would think." So He had severe abdominal pain, if you guys remember, earlier in the month, and he had to undergo surgery, and he had an intestinal blockage. He was placed in a medically induced coma.
Because he couldn't doo-doo?
I mean...
That's what that means, right?
An intestinal blockage, I don't know if necessarily that's what it is, but, you know.
Sounds like it hurts.
Yeah, it does sound. He had colon surgery. Well, no, he didn't. They said that he had a portion of his bowel removed.
Ugh.
You okay?
No.
I see. All right, Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao set an all-time pay-per-view record back in when they had their last fight, but in 2015. But now they're saying this fight with Conor McGregor is expected to surpass 5 million buys. That fight was 4.6, so they're saying this is likely going to be over 5 million. But there is a problem. A lot of people who were trying to get that fight couldn't order it. Now, I was at my boy Mike Kaiser's house. He had a fight party.
So the OG Kaiser?
And he couldn't order it either. They waited until the fight was about to start, tried to order it. It would not order. So he had to actually go on his phone, order it on the phone, and then had to stream it from his phone onto the TV.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes. For us to be able to watch the fight. But apparently some people couldn't even use the app and couldn't use any type of live sports streaming apps or anything. People ordered the fight from Showtime had problems. People who ordered it on all these other Fight Pass and Showtime.com streams couldn't get the fight as well. So Showtime and the UFC won't say how many reports they received of failed streams, but there was enough of them that if you notice, the fight was delayed an hour to give people time to refresh their servers. But for a lot of people, the fight never worked. The streams never worked at all. But on the flip side of things, they did make a lot of money. But some people are now suing because they were not able to see the fight. And they paid that $99. That's a lot of money.
Can you sue? They just give you your money back.
Well, they're actually reviewing each and every single case of people who say they didn't get it. But some people are doing like a class action lawsuit now about the streaming service not working. And a shout out to Michael Jackson. It is his birthday today. Paris Jackson posted on Instagram a picture of herself and her father when she was very young. Really cute picture. Birthday wishes to the love of my life, the one person who showed me what passion truly was, the one that gave me solid morals to live by and how to dream. I will never feel love again the way I did with you. You are always with me and I'm always with you. Though I am not you and you are not me, I know with all of my being that we are one and our souls will never change in that way. Thank you for the magic forever and always. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.